Councillors were quick to throw their support behind a proposal for two additions to a downtown heritage building with history dating back to the late 1800s. During Monday's, December 12, Development and Operations Services Standing Committee meeting, councillors reviewed an application for renovations to 76 Herentario Street. The owners of the space, Miller Goodman Holding Corp., applied to the town for a site plan control agreement as well as a major redevelopment and restoration tax incentive grant to help fund the renovations. The application for 76 Herentario Street contains the original three-story Trot factory building, circa 1877, toward the rear of the property and the original three-story Trot block building, circa 1881, at the front of the property facing Herentario Street. A modern two-story red brick addition from the 1950s links the two original buildings. The complex of buildings currently contains a mix of commercial uses including retail shops, professional offices, medical offices, a gym, and other commercial space that is currently vacant. Changes proposed for the space include two additions on the existing building which would see a new lobby, stairs, elevator, additional professional office space, and a rooftop amenity area, through another story added to the linking building. The proposal also includes paving inspired by the Progress Pride flag, a new raised planter bed and spaces for bicycle parking. It's great to see applications in front of us for adaptive and expanded use of our buildings in downtown Collingwood, said Cown. Deb Doherty, there are many municipalities whose downtowns are struggling, so this is great news. This particular application is so exciting, she said. The changes proposed to the property have been given approval by the town's Committee of Adjustment and the town's Heritage Committee earlier this year. The project was also given an exemption to the interim control bylaw earlier this year, although no additional water capacity was determined to be needed for the alterations. The proposal represents a major investment in a landmark designated heritage property in the downtown, which will help to ensure its continued use and conservation for many years to come, noted community planner Justin Teekle in his report to council. The major redevelopment and restoration tax incentive grant is designed to assist with the costs of Collingwood heritage projects. If approved, the owner would receive this tax grant in the form of a credit against annual municipal property taxes for a period of up to 10 years. I'm so excited for this project to go ahead. What a great improvement on such a big corner of our downtown at 2nd and Herentario Streets, said Mayor Yvonne Hamlin during the meeting. Council voted unanimously to approve the site plan control application and agreement, as well as awarding the grant to the project. Cown, Brandon Houston was absent from the meeting. The decision will need to be ratified at the next regular meeting of council on December 19.